Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, I was just reading on the news this morning that the new law in Germany has kicked in, the decriminalization of cannabis. I know it's April Fool's Day, but this is real. This was trailed months in advance. So cannabis is obviously this substance, psychotropic, is that the right adjective, that comes from that plant. So there's cannabis, some marijuana, and there are countless nicknames for it. So, people will be able to cultivate cannabis. If you're an adult, you can possess over 25 grams of cannabis in public. It was more than that. You can be arrested. You can be prosecuted. There'll be small fines, depending on the level. If you had tons of the stuff, it could be quite a long jail sentence. Again, if you're over 18, you can cultivate a maximum of 3 plants per household. So there are 2 adults in the household. Nevertheless, it's only 3 plants. It's not 3 apiece. And you're allowed to smoke in certain places between the hours of 7 in the morning and 10 at night. I mean, public places, besides your own home. And you can't do within sight of a sports hall or whatever, or a school or a pedestrian zone. But what in sight of, I'm not quite clear what that is. How far can you see? 500 meters? What is 3 kilometers away on top of a hill? You can see down to it. I mean, what difference does that make? Anyway, that bit of the law is plain silly. But generally speaking, I approve of this because I lean in the libertarian direction, despite not going all the way there, you know. So a bit like Javier Milei, whom I really admire. So I want the night watchman state. I'm a minarchist. So and then a law is going to kick in on the 1st of July this year, which will allow people to found a social club and have a maximum of 500 members. And that's, they're going to grow it together, share information, pool resources. And again, people must be adults. They must be resident in Germany to be a member of a social club. Now, I wonder whether that breaches European law, because on trade and so on, surely if you lived in an adjacent member state like Denmark, for instance, and wanted to just go over the border, part of the social club, shouldn't be allowed to do so. Isn't this a restriction on trade? So these clubs will be allowed to cultivate cannabis to spread it around, but they can't do so for profit. Yeah, any extra money is going to be put back into the enterprise, and you will not be allowed to consume cannabis, cookies, cakes, or indeed to smoke it on the premises where you cultivate it. Right, so they'll be growing hemp and so on. So cannabis is bad for you. Don't let anyone tell you that's good for you. And it's carcinogenic, much more so than tobacco. If you've got any tendency towards panic attacks, can bring that out. It can turn people psychotic and so on. But it doesn't affect everybody the same. Some people can take it and not be too badly affected. Other people can take it and be very badly mentally ill as a result of it. And depends how much you smoke and the various strengths of it. I'm no expert on this topic. So yes, it is going to be bad for public health. I don't dispute that. The one thing is, if you're buying this stuff illegally, you've no idea what they put in it. It could be boot polish or something like that. People used to call it shit because you had no idea what they're putting in there with it. So it might improve the quality of it and maybe reduce the ill health. But obviously, I certainly wouldn't recommend smoking cannabis or taking any other form. It's not advisable. People are going to do so anyway. But it begs the question, are people entitled to do things which have a deleterious impact on their health? And I would say most definitely yes, smoking and so on. And the fascinating thing is how, as societies become far more restrictive on, say, smoking tobacco, they tend to become less restrictive on the consumption of other harmful substances like cannabis. So you see quite a few states in the United States and indeed Canada, they have loosened or removed a lot of these restrictions on cannabis, decriminalized, some people say decriminalized rather than fully legalized it. So why? Is it because it's a fashionable thing? It's seen as liberal left, whereas tobacco is seen as somehow right-wing or conservative capitalist. But I think it's a step in the right direction. People should not be punished for doing something to themselves which doesn't harm other people. Now, it's bad for your physical health, also bad for your mental health. And I'll say, well, that's a bad thing for society. There ought to be laws, and maybe there are going to be laws, that you can't be under the influence of cannabis whilst driving or operating machinery like a combine harvester or something like that, because that would imperil others. But yeah, generally speaking, I think this is definitely a step in the right direction, because it takes this drug trade out of the hands of violent criminals. People can produce it for themselves. So it's your body, it's your choice, and the state shouldn't be telling you what you may or may not do. We do have things about food purity or whatever. I suppose because we expect food to be safe when you purchase it. How safe is safe? And I think it's right to say we have some restrictions on this and health and safety regulations, because, you know, no food is absolutely safe. I mean, sugar that you're allowed to buy will eventually kill you if you buy too much of it, all things in moderation. So because otherwise we're imprisoning people for doing something which is a victimless crime, which doesn't harm anybody else. But by analogy, should this not be extended to more dangerous substances like cocaine and heroin? And I say that it should. And these things, they are very dangerous. You gravely imperil yourself if you take these things even once. And I know people would say, well, would you want your child to die of a heroin overdose? No, I certainly wouldn't. And people will then say, in which case you must criminalize it. Well, no, that doesn't follow, because, you know, the state is not a parent, and the state shouldn't act as a parent to everyone, to adults. So we could say, would you want your child to die of alcohol abuse? And everyone's going to say no, therefore we must outlaw alcohol. Well, that would be preposterous. So it's taking away people's pleasure. You know, we're on this planet for a limited time, and what you do in that time, that's up to you. You decide your own path to happiness. You might think that other people's decisions are foolish, and maybe you're right, and they're wasting their lives, but that's not your decision to make, and the state's got to butt out and stop nanny-stating and depriving people of their liberty. They say, oh, but, you know, death is forever. We've got to prevent death. Well, we don't have to prevent death. It's going to happen anyway. I know I'm a pro-life person, but that means you do what you want with your life. We know that prohibition is ineffectual. Prohibition never works. I'm not saying that we obviously can reduce instances of drug abuse. So we're trying to remove the social harms around these things. So yeah, for all sorts of reasons, of philosophical reasons as well as practical reasons, that's why I think the war on drugs should be ended. There's an organization called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Yeah, LEAP, L-E-A-P. You know, the prohibition of alcohol has been tried in the United States, in Canada, in Iceland, in Norway, in Russia, and so on, and is ineffective, even in Sharia states where alcohol is banned. People still drink it. All right, probably not as much. So, but the police should be trying to tackle things which are harming other people, not indeed harming oneself. Cannabis is not like it spreads diseases to those who don't consume it. And there's cannabis oil, that's a different thing, or you can take that sort of cannabis with whatever the psychoactive component removed, which is meant to reduce pain or de-stress you, something like that. This is definitely a step forward. It causes cancer, I know, but you know, oncology is better than ever. We're living longer than ever, so we should be reducing restrictions. Likewise on cigarettes, where cigarettes were putting the tax up and up. You're not allowed to advertise them, not allowed to even display them, and loads of things. Smoking age has gone up from 16 to 18 in many Western countries, probably going to go up again. There are these appalling bigots in New Zealand who've done that, or even in the United Kingdom. Rishi Sunak is just revolting what he wants to do, to take away everybody's rights. He wants to oppress, deprive everyone of their freedom. Wes Streeting, that Labour politician, just the same, a petty tyrant, just nauseating what he wants to do with regard to tobacco. Tobacco kills people. I know that. So people die premature and painful deaths. Yes, I know that. I know what death is, like everybody else. I know what death is. I've had friends and relatives who've died, and I've seen their dead bodies. So I know what death is. And I say this advisedly. Nevertheless, smoking must still be allowed. Anyway, so Germany has made an advance for liberty and human rights, and I wish the whole world would follow suit. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.